What's your name, sir?
My name is Jude Ngaji. I'm the state security advisor, Cross River State.
Now, not quite long ago, there was this menace called Skolombo Boys.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little synopsis of what happened then and the situation now?
Like you said, it was at some point it became, like you said, it was actually a menace, but the security agencies in partnership with the Cross River State government, we've been able to curtail that. And for now, I think we're doing a great job by, you know, some of the boys have been integrated. They are now with their families. Some of them that were involved in other social vices, we've been able to separate them, and then some have been persecuted, some are waiting trial. For now, the state is a little bit clear from some of these Skolombo. It's even on that premise that the government set up the security committee, Christian Operation Skolombo, because at some point it became a serious issue, you know, to cross civilians. But for now, there's some breath of fresh air since we started this operation. Yeah.
Okay, now, how did this Skolombo phenomenon start?
Actually, it wasn't something that started in this government. This is a government of just about 6 months old.
Yeah.
And you know that it's something that, you know, churches, families, some of these kids who you have these unfounded issues about them of witchcraft, and you know, chase churches being involved and gathering people. At some point, the former First Lady of Cross River State, Her Excellency Obioma Emoke, you know, had the project of getting these boys, these children that are abandoned,
yeah,
and then became a street issues and became a serious problem to cause violence. At some point, got them all, and then got was taking very good care of them. But the truth is that it got to a point towards the end of the government,
yeah,
of that last government. I really didn't know what happened, but instead of the boys being confined to where they were, suddenly they just took over the streets. It was so bad that sometimes even that those kids, some of them were even pregnant. Some of them were even pregnant, because when the social welfare started getting them, some of them got them as pregnant kids. Sometimes even between hour of 12 and 1 o'clock. These kids are involved in all forms of sexual, open sex attitude and all that.
On the
streets, yes, the girls and the boys. On the streets. It was very embarrassing to go there. That is why we moved quickly, because that is how Boko Haram started. You know, when any issue that you know that becomes an anti, you know, if you do not start immediately
to address
the situation, and you allow it just keeps going, it degenerates, and it gets to a point that it becomes a huge burden, you know, on government.
Okay,
so that's what we've been able to do to the point. Yes, a few of them are still around, but the security committee, the Operations Skolombo, were doing our best. Just yesterday, 2 days ago, about 8 arrests was made of these kids from somewhere around the Northwest Filling Station. You know what I mean?
Where are they now?
They are with the State Housing, Federal Housing Police Station.
So,
But the ones that were below the age, the ones that were below 18, again, we've asked the social welfare
to come
and get them. But what we're doing again is we are trying to see how we can, you know, get the remaining kids. You know, government want to do something to help the families of these kids.
Okay.
First of all, get the remaining kids, get their parents, the ones that can identify their parents, back to where they were, see how we can give, government can approve some monies between 5 to 1 million for the parents to take care of these kids, and also take responsibility of the schooling of this education of these kids.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's what, that again, you know, what really stopped the operation is because of the, then we didn't have the ESCO.
Yeah.
But now we have, and we have a Commissioner for Social Welfare.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do is, the ones that are not even from here, want to identify them, discuss with the state government of where they come from, so we can take them back to the state. But while the ones that are here, you know, we see how we can get them integrated and rehabilitate them and push them back so they will be meaningful to the society.
Thank you.